This is your daily mind medicine.
What's up, crew? Happy Tuesday. Hope you're amazing. I was talking with a good friend over the weekend, and we were talking about fear. We were talking about insecurity. All of the things that keep a person from their potential. And I'm going to tell you what I told them, and I think that it will help you. But before I do that, if you haven't already, and you feel so inclined to be a good citizen and a good human and a part of the collective consciousness, do me a favor, leave a review for this show, because it's the number one way that we actually grow this message. And if you don't want to do that right now until you're done listening to this episode, that is okay. But at some point, do me a solid, make 30 seconds and go do that. So I was talking to a friend, and here's what it came down to. And I have a unique authority, by the way, over fear. How do you get authority over something? You battle it. You survive it. My entire life up to a certain point was lived in fear. And fear is one of the just those telltale signs that, you know, typically whatever you're afraid of, you're actually attracting. Beware the things that you're afraid of, because you're attracting them. In an effort to avoid them, you're actually creating the foundation for that thing to happen. This is why people are like, whenever I hear someone be like, I just don't want to turn into my parents. Whoa, be careful, because that's about as guaranteed of a way you can get to turn into your parents. When you're afraid of it, that's what happens. So like, let it go. And there's a ton of research on this. David Hawkins is a great place to start. It's deep reading, but it's good reading. And so I was telling this friend, because they figured out some things over the weekend that unlocked certain pieces of them. I said, listen, your mind is like a garden. I'm knee deep in writing a book about identity right now. And I've just faced big challenges since I was a kid. So I was 17 years old. I've had all of these things that, you know, some seasons of my life I felt were very unfair. I don't know why this is happening to me. And I've learned through patterns of dealing with these things that it's actually all been a great gift for me, because it's given me authority over specific things that usually you don't get until you're 90 years old. I mean, you don't get authority over fear without having circumstances that can make you afraid. I'll pause and let that sink in. But back to the story. The mind is like a garden. And in the garden of the mind, you have beautiful plants and things that bear fruit, and you got weeds, and you have this ecosystem of the mind that is constantly pulling for resources. And so in a real garden, the resources are sunlight, water, fertilizer, things like that. But in the mind, the resources of the garden of the mind is attention, energy, intention. We teach all of this. I've got a certification product called Belief Architecture. If you want to go real deep, hop into Arena. But anyways, you can always tell where you have bad seed. A seed is a thought. You can tell where you have bad seed planted, because you'll see the weed. You can tell where you have good seed planted, because you can see the plants, the productive, fruitful plants above the ground. And so sometimes we don't always know what seeds are in the mind, because you can think something. That thought is an agreement. That thought is a seed. And then as you water it with attention and resources, you reinforce that seed, and that seed becomes a plant, or it becomes a weed. And so the pathway to getting healthy is the pathway of realizing, it's the journey of realizing, okay, I've got all of these weeds. Fear is a weed. Jealousy is a weed. Worry is a weed. I've got these weeds, and I'm feeding these weeds, but at some point they were a seed. A thought happened. And rather than removing that thought and not giving it any more water, I watered it, I thought about it, I built all my contingencies out for it, and then as I reinforced it, I turned it into a living, breathing weed of fear, or of worry, or of insecurity. So the challenge for you is look through your life, find the emotions that are not conducive for what you want to be. For a lot of you, fear is going to be in there. Insecurity is going to be in there. All these things, you can look at them and say they're quite normal. Weeds are kind of a natural, normal part of nature. But when you actually want to build a well-manicured garden, you pull out the weeds. You got to get to the roots. Here's the catch. In the physical world, you pull out the weed once and it's gone. In the world of the spirit, in the world of the mind, the architecture of the mind, you have to pull that seed out as many times as it takes for that weed to stop growing. Sometimes it feels like you're burying your head in the sand, but I'm telling you, one of the best benefits of this show, this is why God won't let me stop Daily Mind Medicine, but believe it or not, I've tried to stop this show probably 5 or 6 times because it takes time. I mean, it takes time for me to sit down and walk around and record these for you. And I love doing them, but you know, I'm busy. So I'm like, there have been a few times I'm like, I don't have time to do this. And God's like, someone will come up to me, someone will say something, or I'll just get a very overwhelming sense of like, this is what I'm supposed to do. Part of the reason why is on a daily basis, I'm planting seeds into the garden of your mind that are fruitful. They're not going to turn into weeds. And you know, one of the crazy things about it is the constraint of resources in and of itself at a certain point can starve out the weeds. So this is why I recommend this to people, like go listen to Daily Mind Medicine every single day. Not because I'm anything special. Like anybody could do this. It's not because I just have secrets to the universe that no one else has figured out, but it's because every single day you're planting good seeds in your mind. Eventually you have less resources available for the weeds in your mind, which is fear and insecurity, toxicity, pride, guilt and shame, all of these things. So the challenge I'm going to leave you with, sorry, this is a little bit long. Look for the weeds. You can tell the weeds are there by the feelings that you feel or the thoughts that you think. Go find when that seed was planted and begin just removing them. How do you remove them? You just disagree with them. What if this? What if it doesn't? Well, this person will think that. What if they don't? And what does it matter? And you combat this, and eventually the resources are then redevoted and reallocated to the fruitful parts of your mind, and that changes everything. I love you guys. Talk soon. See ya.